Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. See that Sergeant Harris has not yet checked in?
I think he's moving to his new apartment.
You know, gentlemen, it appears to me that tardiness has become the rule rather than the exception around here.
Oh.
Anything I can help you with, Borgia?
You know why so many people kill themselves at Christmas time?
Depression, loneliness.
Well, so they don't have to buy Christmas presents.
That's a consideration.
I don't know how I'm going to afford it this year.
Well, one thing you don't have to worry about, and that's buying a present for me, because...
Don't worry, I'm not.
Oh. Good.
Be lucky if I can swing one for my mother.
Surprised to hear that, Roger. I mean, what with your sergeant's raise this year?
Yeah, I was better off on a third grader's pay. Yeah, now I'm going to better restaurants, seeing more movies, buying things on credit.
Your interests are broadening.
I think I caught it from Harris.
It's a possibility.
You seem to keep a pretty good handle on your finances, Blunt.
Well, I mean, I try to remain relatively solvent, yeah.
You don't go crazy buying things.
I think that's the point.
You've been wearing that suit ever since I can remember.
Well, it's a good suit.
Yeah.
I mean, the style is timeless.
Yeah, right.
All right, come on. Put these bags over there for me, will you, please? You're the boss. Hey, look, and be careful. Hang them up neat.
Morning, Harris.
This is a nightmare.
What seems to
I get to the apartment, Barney, and I got a moving van full of my furniture, and them crackers are still inside.
Well, didn't you make arrangements for
them? Of course I did, Barney. They were supposed to be out last night.
What happened?
Well, you see, I'm subletting it from this couple, Harold and Lois Nemmings, because they're getting a divorce. But when I get there, Harold tells me that they've decided not to break up, so they're going to keep the apartment.
Didn't you get it?
So I go back with the van to my old apartment.
Hardly not.
And this cretin of a manager tells me that he won't let me back inside. Hey, man, are you crazy? I said neat. There are roll lapels in that bag. Meanwhile, Barney, here I am with all my worldly possessions in this guy's truck, and it's costing me $50 an hour while he just kind of diddles around.
A very unfortunate sequence of events.
Just standing here is costing me 95 cents a minute.
Well, Harris, you're just going to have to find a solution to this problem.
Such as?
Well, I don't know. You align all your alternatives and,
Could you speak a little faster, please?
Why don't you put your stuff in storage and then you can decide what you want to do next?
Then I gotta pay this guy off, then I gotta pay for storage, and then hire him all over again when I move.
It's the best thing I can come up with. Oh. In the time allotted.
Barney? Call from dispatch. Trouble over 23rd near Lexington.
What kind of trouble?
They didn't say. But it's called the Crichton Laboratories. It's a sperm bank.
Sperm?
It's like a regular bank, only you don't deposit money.
I know what it is. You and Roger.
Okay.
Roger, you're on with Nick. Actually, I'm dying to know what the problem is.
Doubt if it's a robbery.
I doubt it, too.
There's not much of a market for male gametes.
I have a sinking feeling that we have just entered another of your areas of interest and expertise.
You might call it a passion.
Come on, Rose.
What do we got, Nick?
We're going to disturbance.
Yeah? Where?
At a bank.
Good. Maybe I should start a Christmas club account.
It's up to you.
I just don't want to get caught short again next year.
God forbid.
killing me. It's murder. That's what it
is. I'm sorry, Mr. Hamill. These things happen.
Oh. Hey, both of you two, calm down.
Calm down? You killed it. The seed of my loins, the flesh of my flesh.
Let's not get biblical about it, huh?
What do we got here?
This is Mr. Philip Hamill.
The last Philip Hamill, thanks to her and Crichton Laboratories.
This is Ms. Helen Bateman.
She's the chief cook and bottle washer.
Laboratory supervisor.
Laboratory supervisor. We got there, and Mr. Hamill here was tearing up the lobby trying to get into the back.
Will you please tell him why?
Apparently, he went down there to check on his deposit.
Specimen. We call them specimens.
And he got a little upset when he found out his specimen had gone bad.
Yeah, because you let it thaw out. You let it die.
That's not true. We looked after it just as if it were our own.
Baloney, you've been giving me baloney all day.
Look, Captain, I'm sorry. But my wife and I have been married for 2 years. Now, there is absolutely no way that at this time we can afford to have a child. So I went and I had a vasectomy, you know. And now, when I can't afford to have a child, I'm not going to be able to have one because of some stupid fella.
These things happen.
How do they happen? They're not supposed to.
I told you, we're not sure.
You're not sure? Where does that leave me?
All right, let's not go around again. Miss Bateman, if you have a seat over there, Detective Roger Hose will take your statement, Nick.
Actually, this is the first time a thing like this has ever happened.
Yeah, so what am I, Mr. Lucky?
Sickening, Armbar.
That was different, I'll say that.
I mean, the whole idea of it. It's not natural.
Actually, it's more common than most people think. Since 1953, more than 1,400 children have been conceived through artificial insemination. It's even more common in the breeding of livestock, proven to be a more efficient and healthier way of impregnating dairy cows.
Fascinating.
Of course, Elsie isn't quite as contented as she used to be.
Hi, Bonnie.
Come on.
Inspector, what brings you around?
Just a little minor official administrative business, Bonnie.
Want to handle my office?
Whatever you say. You got a fine group there tonight, huh? What's this, victim or suspect?
Who?
Victim. My progeny, my posterity, gone.
Sir, I assure you, the men of the 12th precinct will do everything within our power to retrieve it. Right, Nick?
Within reason.
Hey, look, don't you get comfortable. I want you ready to move.
Why, you got a line on something?
There are times in a man's life when it becomes necessary to abandon some very basic principles and debase and degrade oneself. Hello, look, I'm calling regarding the ad for the apartment in Yonkers. Yes. I was, I'd like to rent... unfortunately, I have to. Well, actually, you see, I am forced to. Wait a minute. Look, I just cannot do this. I'm sorry for wasting your time.
Well, I tell you, they pulled a few cases out of the files downtown. You know, unsolved burglaries, thefts. And they want me to talk to some of you men about it. Yeah, now.
No, I don't know.
Well, they give me some drivel about certain detective squads are starting to slough off some of the tough cases, you know, passing them back to the uniformed cops so as not to muddy up their own performance record.
That's ridiculous.
It's poppycock, Bonnie.
I mean, there are certain cases that we do send back downstairs, but I mean, that's due to the manpower limitations up here.
I told him downtown. I can't be wasting my time pulling stuff like this, Bonnie. I got much more important things to do than to be snooping into the integrities of honest cops.
Thank you, Inspector.
You're welcome, Bonnie. You got any dental floss?
No.
Credit card?
No.
Always pay cash. Good, very good, Blanche.
Hey, come on. Let's go.
Where?
What's the difference? I just can't stand to see you sitting around on my money anymore.
All right, bud. We're have a little powwow here. Nick, Lord Joe Harris. Few words.
Now?
Yeah, before you go shuffling off.
Shuffling off?
Yeah.
Shuffling off?
Hey, you know what I mean.
I do not go shuffling off. It is not in my nature to shuffle off.
It's just an expression.
I was on my way out to take care of some very pressing business.
You people got short fuses.
Inspector Lucas.
You know, I sure would enjoy sitting around charting hard. But plain truth is that I got to get myself somewhere else to flop. Elsewise, this here intolerable weather's going to freeze my bones for show.
Come on, let's go.
He's a great kidder, isn't he?
He's acting kind of weird, wasn't he,
Spectre? He's been under a lot of pressure of late.
I mean, that showing up and all that, chowing on a hog.
Just let off some steam, that's all.
No, it's like he thought I was a bigot or something, Bonnie.
Spectre, believe me, he was upset about something and you happened to be here.
Because nothing could be further from the truth, Bonnie.
Excuse me, Inspector.
I mean, I think of Harris the same way as I think of your manor here, right?
Yeah, a lot of people get us mixed up.
Nick, you wanted something?
Yeah, Barney. I finished writing up Hamill. Should I take him downstairs for prints and pictures?
Hold off on it for a minute.
None but the utmost respect.
Inspector, believe me, he didn't mean anything personal.
I mean, I know a lot of men think I'm an all-over-the-hell cop, Barney, you know, comes in here from time to time and bores them.
That's ridiculous.
You think I'm boring, Barney?
Inspector, there's no reason.
I have a pretty good sense of humor. I could get over a pretty good story now and then. I'm not exactly a Herb Schreiner. But...
Hey, Inspector, you wanted to talk to the man?
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Dietrich?
Thanks, Barney. Dietrich, they took a couple of cases out of the files downtown. Why bore you, Dietrich?
You'd have to give me some specific examples.
Okay, Mr. Hamill, I gotta put you in the cage.
Hello?
Hello, honey.
I'm Mrs. Philip Hamill, and my husband is Bill.
Hello, Arlene.
Bill, are you in some sort of trouble?
Inside, Hamill.
Sergeant, this is my wife.
How do you do? Bill, please, for God's sake, please tell me what's going on.
It's my specimen at the bank. I found out this morning it went bad.
Oh, my God!
Take it easy, Mrs. Hamill. It'll work out.
Bum deposit at the bank, huh?
Right.
Deadbeat.
I'm afraid so.
Is that Mrs. Hamill?
Yeah.
How'd she take the news?
Like a trooper.
And I think I'll shuffle off, but I think I'll be on my way.
Didn't you want to talk to the rest of the men?
Oh, we talked. Right? I can personally go back downtown and report that the integrity, the ethics of this squad are intact. Right? See you around, buddy.
I'm back.
So I notice.
What happened to your furniture? It's on its way to Poughkeepsie.
Now that's a solution I hadn't even considered.
Well, I've got an aunt up there. She said she'd keep the stuff in her basement.
Congratulations.
It's costing me $250, Barney, for him to drive the stuff up there, but, it was either that or buy the truck.
Harris, We seem to have had a slight problem communicating back there before. I just want to apologize to you if I inadvertently said anything that offended you.
Inspector, I was edging.
Because I got the greatest regard for you, Harris. Warm personal fondness. I think you're a fine officer and a good human being.
Thank you, Inspector.
Bye. Something like that. Here, our boy.
Excuse me, are you in charge?
Yes, I'm Captain Miller.
You know, my husband, he's never ever done anything like this before. He's not a criminal.
Well, the problem, Mrs. Hamill, is that I really don't have any discretion in this matter. It's pretty much up to Ms. Bateman here, well, whether she wants to press charges.
Somebody has to pay for the damage.
You're damn right!
I'm talking about the furniture, plants, our glass door.
We'll pay for them.
Mr. Hamill, you go along with that?
No, absolutely not.
You'll go to jail.
Good, I'll make an example of them.
What am I supposed to do while you're in prison?
Arlene, how long's it gonna be? A few months? A year at the most.
Suppose I meet someone.
Okay, you win, but I want an itemized list.
Nick, turn him loose.
Okay.
I can't thank you enough, Captain Miller.
Don't mention it, Mrs. Hamill.
Okay, just sign this and I'll give you your valuables. And well, your other valuables.
Goodbye, Sergeant. I'm leaving now.
Yeah, well, thanks for your help.
You know we also take donations.
Yeah, I like to give blood at the Red Cross.
I'm sure they appreciate it. However, I think a man like you would welcome the opportunity to pass along his genes to a whole new generation.
Well, I sort of like to keep track of where my genes go.
Pity.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Oh, Bill, it's not the end of the world.
I might as well be. I don't got anybody to carry on my name.
Oh, well, look, we could always adopt.
I don't want to adopt. I want a boy like me. Or a girl like you. With your face. And your eyes. Your smile. So now forget it. It's over. Come
on. There is one other alternative.
Pardon me?
When a couple is no longer capable of having a child together, a method many people choose is for the wife to be artificially inseminated, using the specimen of a donor with the same physical and morphological characteristics as the husband.
Okay. Let's go, Arlene.
Can they really do that?
Yes, they can, Mrs. Hamill.
Arlene, we can leave now, right, Captain?
Yes.
I don't believe we've been introduced.
For God's sakes, let's get out of here, Arlene.
I'm Arthur Dietrich.
Hi.
Arlene.
What?
Listen, you were right. We can adopt.
Whatever you say.
I thought you'd gone home.
Very amusing, Barney.
Haven't made any arrangements for accommodations?
Nah, just thought I'd spend a couple of nights here. I mean, it's all right with you.
It's okay by me, but I would imagine there are better alternatives. Even, bunking with Dietrich.
Barney, please, I don't care for that kind of talk.
You know, Harris, you're really letting this apartment thing get the better of you.
Barney, it's not just the apartment. I mean, it's everything. Now, when I got out of school, I had a plan in my head of everything I was going to accomplish. Had it all mapped out, everything. I mean, by this time, I'm supposed to have my first novel published, a couple of screenplays optioned. I figured a stock portfolio worth, $200,000. Nice. And look at me now. I mean, I not only don't have any of that, I don't even have a place to live.
Harris, we all set goals for ourselves. But you can't expect to achieve it according to some timetable that you set up for yourself.
I'm running real late, Barney.
Well, look, maybe you haven't achieved the progress you expected in your literary career or financially, but, well, look at this. You're a good cop. You've done damn well.
I plan to be captain by now.
Oh, really?
I mean, it can't be that tough.
Well, I mean, takes a little,
luck?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And, of course, experience.
Thank you.
Here's your copy of the manpower report. I'm going to take off.
Okay, good night.
I thought you'd left.
Nah, I'm going to stay the night here.
That's silly. I got an extra bed just lying there.
Nah, it's okay, Dietrich.
Sure, I don't blame you.
What?
Hey, listen, I know you're not crazy about me. I know I'm opinionated. I'm inclined to be a little pedantic, I don't know. Verbose.
Yeah.
I get on people's nerves, huh? All my life, you know, I don't know. I just alienate people.
Hey, listen, man. Don't, maybe I'll take you up on it.
Oh, forget it.
Now, come on. I really mean it.
No, it's okay, man. Forget it.
Please, let me come home with you.
Okay. Want to snap it up?